See, all of us are survivors, but we wouldn't be here. We all survived something, or we wouldn't be here. But some of us survived with everything working for us. It means that when you wait, you don't just sit down like you're sitting at the bus stop listlessly, aimlessly looking into the wind and the weather, waiting on the bus to come. It means that while you're waiting, you ought to be doing push-ups and jumping jacks and lifting up barbells, because you're renewing your strength. What are you renewing your strength for? Because you need to be strong enough to bear the weight of the favor that God's going to release on your life. This is the time, my God. This is the time. It's amazing how you can be sustained by a thing you can't even describe. You can't even tell people what it's like, but you just know that something is about to happen. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? You just knew something. I don't care whether it looks like your season. I don't care whether you're 17 or 77. When God gets ready to bless you, he says it's never too late for you to get what you need. And I'm telling you today that it is dangerous to give up too soon. People get upset when you got your blessing outside of them. There are some other folk in this room who survived. Didn't have this, didn't have that, didn't have the other, didn't have help, didn't have a husband, sometimes didn't have a job, sometimes didn't have a friend, sometimes you had to push yourself, sometimes you had to encourage yourself. You never had everything working at one time, but you were moving. You were in the dark, but you were still fighting in the dark, working in the dark, bought your house in the dark, raised your kids in the dark. You know God was on your side. You didn't have what they had, but you made it anyway. But whoever you are, I want you to understand, this is the time. This is the moment you've been waiting on. You've been waiting all of your life to get to the point that you are right now. You're in the right place at the right time for a miracle to break loose in your life. If it had happened 10 years ago, you couldn't have handled it. If it had happened 3 years ago, you wouldn't have been mature enough to handle it. You had to go through everything you went through in the dark to get you tough enough and strong enough and courageous enough and tenacious enough. And now you're ready. Slap somebody, say, I'm ready. Because there are some things in your life that will make you run. There are certain things that will happen in your life that make you pick up the pace, that slap you out of your stupor and say, this ain't no time to cry. You feel like I can't even have good grief. Everybody gotta pick up the pace. That's why I can't deal with people who cannot pick up the pace. Don't be strolling when I got a 911 on you. I need people who can pick up the pace. And do not allow the cares of this world to destroy your passion for living. You have to run after it. Success is always intentional. I would rather aim for the stars and not hit them than to not aim at all. I would rather go after it and not get it than not go after it at all. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. I don't want to live with the idea of wonder what would have happened had I done more with my life. I'm going to go for it. Come hell or high water, I'm going after my destiny. You got to run after your destiny. You can't stroll after your destiny. You can't walk after your destiny. You got to run. Somebody holler, run. Run after your destiny. Touch your neighbor and say, run after your destiny. Do not stroll, do not walk, do not meander, do not wander, but roll after your destiny. You gotta run. You gotta run. You gotta run. You can't just wake up in the morning and let me see what's gonna happen today. I don't know what I'ma do. I don't know what I'ma wear. I don't know what I'ma cook. I don't know where I'ma go. I just woke up. Oh, you should stay in the bed. Give the day to somebody who's gonna run after their destiny. Give the day to somebody who has a plan, who has a strategy, because success is never an accident. And if you don't want it, get out of my way. Because there are some people who want to do something with their life, who will run. You got to run after your destiny. You got to run after it. You got to run after your destiny. 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 You got to run after it. You got to run. When they gave the young man the scholarship, tears welled up in my eye. I said, oh God, good. He got a better chance to run after your destiny. It's running time. It's running time. It's not strolling time. It's not walking time. It's not sightseeing time. It's running time. Getting ready to run. Give me some space because I'm getting ready to run. Get up out of my face because I'm getting ready to run. Don't have time for what you're talking about because I'm getting ready to run. I'm gonna run! Gotta run. I'm running for my life. Gotta run. Gotta run. Gotta run, gotta run, gotta run, gotta run. I'm getting ready to run like I never run before. I'm getting ready to leap like I never leaped before. I'm getting ready to shout like I never shout before. I'm getting ready to dance like I never danced before. I'm getting ready to run. Anybody gonna run with me? Anybody gonna run with me? Anybody gonna run, 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 run? You cannot be a believer until you see your old life and the misery thereof and want to change it. Are you committed? Because without commitment, nothing happens. If you don't learn to give like you learn to get, every area that there is not reciprocity, it will die. Reciprocity. What do you give back for what you get? If you're not committed, you're not gonna make it. Even the ones with the personalities you don't like. You have to be committed through the storm and the rain and the heartache and the pain and the disappointment. You have to believe in the we and the us and not the me and the you. Or you're not gonna make it. It's a commitment. It's not a feeling. Until you have had the taste of finishing, you will not respect yourself. Until you follow through, until something is done, come hell or high water, tears and struggles and pain, and you go through it anyway, and you show up and you continue to fight on no matter the circumstances, after a while, something begins to wither inside of you. Anytime you need something that you can't give to yourself, you're at the mercy of somebody else, and when they don't come through, you got pain. And what you become is the consequences of what you didn't get. It's an urge. It's an urge. Truth be told, every champion has felt it. Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit. Don't you give up on your dream. I don't care if you don't have the money, you don't have the help, and you don't have the family for it, and you don't have the background for it, and you don't have the friends for it, don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. It may take you twice as long. You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much, but don't you quit. Don't you quit. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you made, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there. There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference.